Welcome to the Isle of Wight Sports Show podcast with me, Matt Williams. In this episode, I'll review Cowes Sports, Newport Isle of Wight's and East Cowes Vic's games in the Wessex League, Brandon Robinson Thompson's exploits at the Nexon Open, the latest news from Cell GP, and of course, revealing the last episode's sport trivia question and setting the new one. So, if you're ready, let's go! In football, following winning a 7-goal thriller in midweek in the Hampshire Senior Cup, Cowes Sports welcomed Hythern Dibden in the Wessex League Premier at the diverse Marine Stadium. Cowes Sports took the lead in the 29th minute when Finlay Phillips' shot was saved by the Hythern Dibden goalkeeper John Mackay, found the net with the follow-up. 3 minutes later, on the 32nd minute, Sports doubled their lead with Mackay getting his second of the afternoon from the penalty spot, a foul that he won himself. 2-0 to Cowes Sports at half-time. 5 minutes after the restart, Mackay secured his hat-trick with a wonderful header to make it 3-0 to the Yachtsmen. Hythern Dibden got one back in the 79th minute. This proved to be only a consolation for the away side. However, it could have been a completely different story had Ed Hatt in the Yachtsman's goal not saved a penalty on the 87th minute, a crucial moment in the game. However, it ended 3-1 to the Yachtsman, with the majority of the 172 people in attendance going home happy. In the same division, East Cowes Vic's welcomed Horndene to the J.A. Dempsey Community Stadium. Going into the fixture, Vic's were looking to get back to winning ways following their 2-0 defeat away to Alton in the Hampshire Senior Cup in midweek. It didn't start well for East Cowes, as Horndene scored the first goal of the afternoon in the 13th minute, after some confusion as may have been offside. 1-0 to Horndene at half-time. 8 minutes after the restart, Horndene scored their second of the afternoon. This instigated a double change for East Cowes, but 3 minutes later, Horndene made it 3-0. A hat-trick for Josh Milo, their number seven. The game ended in a 3-0 home defeat for East Cowes Vic's. The home side had loads of chances, but couldn't find the back of the net when opportunities arose, and clumsy errors cost the goals. In Division 1, Newport Isle of Wight travelled to Earlsford Town. The match that took place at Arlbury Park was Connor Kelly's 300th appearance for Newport. In fact, he made his debut against Earlsford in the same fixture. Keelan Walsh opened the scoring for the Port in the 35th minute. This was well deserved, but in injury time at the end of the first half, Leon Pittman was forced into a good save to deny the equaliser for Earlsford before half-time. 1-0 to the Port at half-time. Earlsford Town did equalise in the 58th minute, but 8 minutes later, on the 67th minute, G. Nash got Newport's winner. A brilliant goal into the left-hand corner. Now on to our midweek fixtures. On Tuesday the 25th of August, Cowes Sports travelled to Horndene in the Wessex Premier 7:45 kick-off at the Kingsmere Group Stadium. East Cowes were supposed to be having a away match to Baffin's Milton, but this has been postponed until later on in the season. In golf, Brandon Robinson Thompson's rose continued on the DP World Tour at the Nexo Open on the Trump International Course in Aberdeen. It looked certain that he would make the weekend, but drop shots in the closing holes meant that he missed the cut agonisingly by one shot in the final event of the closing swing on the DP World Tour. Next stop on the DP World Tour is the British Masters at the iconic Belfry on the Brabazon course, scene of many triumphs, including Europe beating the United States at the Ryder Cup and Seve Ballesteros driving the green at the iconic 10th hole. The first man ever to do it before the advances in technology in the men's game. BRT will look to have some good finishes in these closing events to secure his DP World Tour card for next season. Turning to Sale GP now, Isle of Wight born Liam McMillan made his return to action for DS Automobiles France following a lengthy injury at the Germany Sale GP. The ring trimmer helped the crew to a win and second place after the first day's action in Sassnitz. On the second day of competition, DS France in Group A finished third in race 4, a good finish considering they made a major error going top heavy around one of the boys. However, a poor result in race 5 cost DS France a place in the weekend's final. Now for the part you've all been waiting for, the setting of this week's quiz question. Last episode I posed the question, which American actress played chess prodigy Beth Harmon in The Queen's Gambit? The answer was Anya Taylor-Joy. In fact, if you'd have said Ida Johnston, the British actress, you'd have been correct as she played young Beth in the film. If you haven't seen the film, it is available on Netflix, so worth a watch. Now for this episode's question. Which famous sailing regatta celebrated its bicentennial? Go on, have a go if you think you know it. I'll reveal the answer in the next episode. That's it from me. Hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. If you want to hear more episodes and you have Spotify, then please search Isle of Wight Sports Show Podcast. Otherwise, keep listening for the next episode. I'm Matt Williams. Thank you, and until next time, cheerio.